כי מעולם שנים קדמוניות כאן הדבי אלה אותו לשם
just one הנחה כאן הדבי אלה just one הנחה which I think if we're correct in our analysis it comes out a little bit of a hidush. First halakha says that if you make the berakha bore pri gefen on wine or grape juice, it's poter all mashkim. So therefore, if you made a berakha gefen, you would not have to make a shakol niyavet baro on the water, on the juice, or whatever other liquid you're drinking. Just like hamotzi covers all foods, so yain is poter all mashkim. That's the first halakha. It should be known, however, that there is a mahloket, how much wine you have to drink in order to be poter mashkin. Some say you drink anything. Even if you drink a small amount of the yayin, it covers. Other poskim say you actually have to drink a shi'ur of rebi'it. If you drink a rebi'it, then you can be poter mashkin. Now, if a person did not drink a rebi'it, we're going to tell him not to make the berakha on the water because safek berakhot lehakir. However, one should not put himself in this safek. He should try to drink a rebi'it. Why should he put himself in a safek? Where according to some poskim, he's good. According to some poskim, he's not. That's the way halakha berura comes out. That's one halakha, put that on the side. The second halakha says, as we learned in last week's halakha, that there's an order in Berachot, the Din Kedima. Maran writes Beferush. Adama comes before Shehakol. Etz comes before Shehakol. Mezonot, of course. Why? Because these are considered Beracham Mevoreret. It's more of a specific. Etz is specific, a tree. Adama is specific, the ground. But Shehakol is a Beracha Kelalit. Those are the two Alachot. Now, if we put them together, we come out with a big hiddush. The custom is, in some synagogues on Shabbat morning, the rabbi makes kiddush. Everybody in the kahal is holding a small cup of wine, which is clearly less than the bi'it. The rabbi says, technically they don't even have to drink anything, but they want to drink, they want to be part of the kiddush. So the rabbi says, and everybody takes a sip of the gefen, and then right away they drink scotch, beer, ada, relying on the beracha that the fact that they drank this small amount. According to those poskim that say if you drink less than it, if you eat, it doesn't cover the, it would probably be better not to drink. It would probably just be better to drink the shakol straight and not drink less than it if you eat in order to cover. Why would you put yourself in the mess? Don't drink it, just drink the shakol. But then we have another problem. You see, many places they have a custom, the rabbi is holding the gefen and everybody in the congregation is holding scotch, they're holding the shakol. Now they have in front of them etz, adama, mezonot. The rabbi says, "Borepri agefen." He drinks. Everybody says, "Shakol niyavet baro." What is that shakol niyavet baro? That shakol is not kiddush. They want to be part of it. You don't have to be part of it. That shakol has no bearings to the kiddush. You're not yotze with the shakol. You yotze with the gefen of the rabbi. So why are they drinking it? They want to be part of the drinking. I don't know why they're drinking it exactly. But how could you make a shakol on the scotch before Borei Pri Ha'etz, before Borei Pri Adama? So therefore, in that case, it seems it's omezonot, koshiket. So therefore, it seems that the best system and the kiddush, when it's happening like that, is just to listen. Shomea ka'oneh. Let the rabbi make the kiddush. They don't have to have anything in front of them. Sabri maranam Borei Pri Ha'gefen. The rabbi drinks milolugmav rivyit, whatever he drinks, doesn't matter. He's poter the kahal. And now you follow the regular laws. Mezonot, etz, adama, shakol, or whatever is the regular system. But by holding a small cup of wine, or by holding a shakol, one is putting themselves in a compromise according to the halakha. So the way it seems the best way to do it is just to get by these problems, as I said, the rabbi will make kiddush, and then everybody just says amen, and then they continue in the proper order.